Our guest at the cafe this morning is business consultant, CEO of Pennington Group, and East Texas State A&M Commerce alumnus Randy Pennington. Good morning.
Hey, John Mark.
Hey, Randy, on your Facebook page, your gang of five, the five friends, these business consultants, ne'er-do-wells that you hang out with, like yourself.
Sounds like you've hung out with us before.
Well, you all have suggestions for making 2015 a better year. And, of course, there's a lot of such articles out there right now, but no better time for it than right now. But you have really a fairly simple list of suggestions here. And the first one, I think, obviously, I don't know that it is an obvious suggestion, but it's about focusing.
And the question really is, John Mark, what exactly does better mean to you?
Right.
We all want to be better, but most of us just say, yeah, I want to have a better job or a better career or a better relationship. I think you got to be really focused on what does better mean to you.
Because we say that, and yet exactly what are we talking about?
Right. And one of the things that I hear in the business world is people say, I want my company to have a better year, or I want to be better in my career. Saying your company wants to have a better year, for example, that could mean a number of things. Does that mean you want to increase sales? Does that mean you want to be better at customer service? Does that mean that you have to control your cost? On a career side, does it mean that you want a raise or you want more responsibility? I mean, I think it really deserves a little thought about what does better actually mean.
Now, you write that we can hit a target that we don't see. However,
yeah, it's blind luck.
Yeah, if you want to depend on luck, then fine, go ahead with that.
Yeah, and you know, if you remember our days playing softball as the Costa Mesa Comets back in college, you know that I occasionally had some blind luck hits.
I don't know about that.
That's not a great way to manage your career or your life.
Yeah, so the point is, set a target.
Right, absolutely, and focus.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Randy Pennington, who's the CEO of Pennington Group and an East Texas State and A&M Commerce alumnus. Now, the second thing, Randy, is you say we need to assess our strengths, our limitations, and current realities.
And that simply defines where you are. I mean, I think one of the challenges that we all face, John Mark, is that we don't tell ourselves the truth about how good we are, and in some cases, how good we aren't. For example, when I was in high school, you know that I played basketball, and I had this sort of dream in my mind to be, you know, in my ideal world, I would have played Division I basketball. The only problem, I was short, slow, and couldn't jump. It's not that I couldn't overcome those, but that you couldn't. You have to be honest about where you are so that you'll know what to do to overcome those things. There's only two ways we get better. And one is overcome our limitations, which we all have learned since, you know, forever as growing up as kids. But the other thing is to maximize your strengths. You know, there's an old saying that says it's much easier to ride a horse in the direction that it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you take your strengths and go, you know, I'm really good at this. I like it. By the way, we tend to like those things we're really good at. How do I use that better?
Mm-hmm. And then your third item, Randy, is what are you willing to sacrifice to achieve your vision of better as you define it?
And the answer there, John Mark, is people say that you can have it all. And while I agree that you can have it all, you just can't have it all at the same time. You are going to have to sacrifice something to get wherever you want to go. And you have to decide what you're willing to sacrifice to achieve that thing that you want to achieve. Because it's going to cost you something in time or in resources or in time not spent doing something else.
Everything has a cost.
Everything has a cost.
In the time we have remaining, and it's not much, one of your partners, Larry Winget, I thought had a very good piece of advice. He said, stop spending major time on minor things.
And don't we all do that?
Oh, absolutely. I do. Do I ever? I mean,
Yeah, and it's, you know, including, you know, whether it's reading Facebook or playing Candy Crush, or, you know, if you look at the things that really successful people do, is they prioritize their time very well, and it's not just where they spend their time, it's where they don't spend their time, and they always look for those things that move out of their lives in order to make room for the things that are going to have the biggest impact.
Well, Randy, it is the beginning of a new year. This puts us on the right path, so we thank you for that. And we
My
thank
pleasure,
you,
John Mark.
We thank you for sharing another cup of coffee with us this morning.
It's always good. Thanks. Good. I appreciate it.
Good. Randy Pennington with Pennington Group in Dallas, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETN.